1 Kings chapter 16. Then the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to Jehu the son of Hanani against Baasha, saying, Since I exalted you out of the dust, and made you prince over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have caused my people Israel to sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins. Indeed, I will take away the posterity of Baasha, and the posterity of his house, and will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. He who dies of Baasha in the city the dogs shall eat, and he who dies of his in the fields the birds of the air shall eat. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, and what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Baasha slept with his fathers, and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son reigned in his place. 3188 AH, 854 BC. And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came against Baasha, and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, Jehovah, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam. And because he killed him. In the 26th year of Asa king of Judah, 3188 AH, 854 BC, Elah the son of Baasha began to reign over Israel in Tirzah, 2 years. And his servant Zimri, captain of half his chariots, conspired against him, as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and struck him, and killed him, in the 27th year of Asa king of Judah. 3189 AH, 853 BC, and reigned in his place. And it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he killed all the house of Baasha. He did not leave to him a male, neither of his kinfolks, nor of his friends. So Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, Jehovah, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha, and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned, and by which they caused Israel to sin, in provoking the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Elah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa king of Judah, 3189 AH, 853 BC, Zimri reigned 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people who were encamped heard that Zimri had conspired, and had also killed the king. Therefore all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host army, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house, and burnt the king's house over him with fire, and died. For his sins which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, Jehovah, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did, to cause Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri, and his treason that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel divided were into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni the son of Genith, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people who followed Omri prevailed against the people who followed Tibni the son of Genith. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa king of Judah, 3193 AH, 850 BC, Omri began to reign over Israel, 12 years. 6 years he reigned in Tirzah. And he bought the hill Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver, about 151.2 pounds, 65.6 kilograms, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built, after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill, Samaria. Watch station. But Omri did evil in the eyes of the Lord, Jehovah, and did worse than all who were before him. Because he walked in all the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sin with which he caused Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Omri which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his place. And in the 38th year of Asa king of Judah, 3200 AH, 842 BC, Ahab the son of Omri began to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, Jehovah, above all who were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took for his wife Jezebel the daughter of Ethbaal king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal, and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days Heel the Bethelite built Jericho. He laid its foundation at the cost of Abiram his firstborn's life, and set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son Segub's life, according to the word of the Lord, Jehovah, which he spoke by Joshua the son of Nun.